Transition Awareness Breathing. Feeling grounded for both children and parents is essential for healthy living and learning. Join Eartha Powell on this series for tips and tools for creating a harmonious environment for learning. Transition Awareness Breathing will help you and your child find an individualized path to tackle change, promote lifelong learning, and discover new approaches to calmness.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Transition Awareness Breathing Podcast. This is Eartha, and I am at iCode. I'm here with the owner, Ankita Swali, and she is going to guide us and talk to us today. I so appreciate, Ankita, your time. Before we started, you told me what the busy schedule that you have ahead of you because, you know, we got summer coming on and you have after school programs. So your time is so precious and I thank you so much. Now, the reason why I'm at iCode, I'm sure, you know, a lot of you guys are going, why is she at iCode and what does that have to do with mindfulness? And that's where I invite you to be curious and to listen to this podcast, because I don't know if you guys realize, but we are in the midst of change. We're not changing. The changes are occurring. And the result of that is, you know, we can look at the news, we can talk to our children, and there's a high amount of stress. And so the mindfulness part is learning how to deal with that stress. I am so impressed with iCode because they are incorporating the future into children with different kinds of skills that I had no idea that existed here in this program. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Ankita, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what iCode is. Hi, Ankita. Thank you so much for joining.
Hi, Ms. Eartha. hi, everyone. I'm Ankita Swali. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's always fun chatting with Ms. Eartha every time I see her. I always learn so much, and our talks just never end. You know, if we had time, we would talk all day. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm happy to be here. I'm the owner of iCode Stone Oak. iCode is a STEM education center that provides lots of program opportunities for kids to learn STEM and coding and digital arts and all things technology. But the way that iCode stands out is that we use soft skills as tools to teach the advanced technology skills to kids. Soft skills as in collaboration and problem solving and critical thinking and taking a pause and thinking through and working as a team. Those are important skills. And when they are combined with technology, it's a win-win situation for everyone.
So can you go into a little bit more? Because what is the age group that you're dealing with? I mean, it sounds really easy, soft skills, but what's the age group that you're dealing with?
So we have programs for kids as young as age 5 and all the way through age 16. Because everybody at some point needs soft skills. As adults, we need soft skills all the time too. And in a real life scenario, it's important to know technology. Like, the world is advancing. There's AI and there's ChatGPT, mm-hmm. and kids need to know computers and kids have tablets and phones and whatnot. And everything is so tech driven. So learning technology is important, but with those technology skills, surviving in the real life is important too, because social skills never end. All these kids are eventually going to be in an office, going to be at a school, a college, any place. They will definitely need the social skills. So how to navigate knowing this technology and presenting it in the right way is what soft skills are.
Now, if you don't mind, tell our audience your background. Are you, you know, how did you get into teaching iCode, and you're talking about soft skills. I mean, so tell us a little, what's behind the whole picture here?
Okay. So my background is education. I have been an educator for the past 17 years, and I have worked in public schools in San Antonio, in private schools, in charters. in all capacity, from being a teacher to a curriculum coordinator. And so education is always my passion and is going to be at the heart. But as times change, education has changed and evolved too. So what we taught and we learned 17 years ago is not the same that's happening in schools right now. So change, like you had mentioned, is very important. And I definitely grew as a teacher in all those years with that change and have learned so many things. And STEM was something that always drew my attention. And STEM was something I was very passionate about teaching. But every time we were in a class where I hosted a club that was about robotics or a club that was about Lego builders and, you know, being Lego architects, the biggest problem that occurred is not kids having creative solutions and ideas. Kids have solutions that even we can't come up with to problems. The problem is you're going to build a robot arm or you're going to build a Lego structure or a Lego zipline. They don't come to an agreement on how we can all take pieces of this and work on pieces of it to then make a very stable structure. Or let's work on building a robot where somebody's skilled at building and they'll do the building part and somebody's skilled at coding and they do the coding part. That's where these soft skills come in. And that's where we as educators are supposed to dive in and kind of explore that realm of let's work as a group, because this is what happens in a real life. A robotics engineer is not going to do everything by himself. So we need to know the important parts in a group, like what are your strengths? Yeah. Where are we falling short of? It's okay to accept that we are falling short of not being able to do that stuff and reach out to somebody that is skilled in doing that. And together we get a stronger piece. So those are some of the pieces that really drew my attention. And as I started doing that, those clubs, those classes became flawless. So COVID year, everybody had an eye opener, like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. So it was an eye opener for me too. Like, I always wanted my own business. COVID was the year where we started thinking about if we don't do it now, it's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. So we just have to take the risk and kind of dive into it. I had researched a lot of businesses. iCode was the one that caught my attention because it doesn't do just one or the other. Mm-hmm. It was a combination of both things that I really believed in. So that's my iCode.
That is so awesome. And, you know, I see some, and I think that's what drew me to iCode. And when we were at the open house at Eklund, our booths were next to each other. And, you know, I'm a nurse, and you told me about your teaching background. And, you know, I looked at us from the internal eye, and I thought, you know, we started off our profession in something totally different than what we're doing now. Mm-hmm. And I think the common thing is helping the future, which are children, to be able to transition using each other's strengths to go forward and move through group dynamics and conflict management. And that's, like, when I was in the Navy, that's a big thing, conflict management. I mean, how can you have a military force with people from all over the world doing a mission? And the most important thing is having a mission. And so as change is occurring, it's like you mentioned COVID. I think that's one good thing that came out of COVID. It forced us to do things different. Yeah. And I think from every profession, from schools to businesses, it really forced us. But since we're out of like the COVID panic, where do you think, if you can project, you know, I know things will change, or who knows what, from 5 years from now, you know, you see your students, 5 years from now, where do you think their skills will take them? I mean, I think I read an article and it said, this is the last year of the alpha generation. Did you hear about?
No.
Yeah, this is the last year of the alpha generation. And the oldest alphas are 12 years old, mm-hmm. 11 to 12 years old. Uh-huh. And the youngest ones are whoever is going to be the last baby born in 2024. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, these children, this is all they know.
Yeah.
This is the technology. And I know there are some, and mm-hmm. I used to think this way too, so I'm not going to exclude myself. You know, the technology is just too much. And on the other hand, it's not going away. It's not going away. I was talking to my son. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. As a teacher, yeah. You're going to get a kick out of this, I think. So we're listening to a book tape in the car as we go to school. And the character said that he had to go to the cellar. Now, I knew what the cellar was, but I didn't know if my son knew what cellar was. So I said, mm-hmm. Zachariah, do you know what a cellar is? He said, yes, it's something that the iPhone hooks up to make a connection. And I think he was hearing cellular.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, okay. Yeah. You know, so I had to explain to him the cellar is like going to a basement. Uh-huh. And so, you know, if we try to hang on to old technology, I think we're not going to do our children, you know, as a parent. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to help our children. I think as educators and parents, I think we really have to help them hang on to those self skills, hang on to who they are, and to be in touch with their emotions as they work in the industry of the future. Mm-hmm. But where do you think this is going? This technology and the future and stuff is going? Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful question. You know, we always think about, I mean, as an educator and a mom, I always think about here's a list of son's birthdays coming up. Here's a list of stuff he wants. Half of the things on that list, I don't even know what they are. Like, I'm mm-hmm. just being very honest, even mm-hmm. owning this business, they know so much more than us. Yes. They already do. And because of the way the world is outside and every place they go to and every place they interact with, those technology skills just come to them. That's how their brains are wired in this mm-hmm. technology-driven world. So what's current to me, what's more important is keeping the focus on the traditional skills, because that's what's, you know, kind of fading away, mm-hmm. very unknowingly fading away. From our house, like from our way back when I was in school, I didn't need a phone or a laptop. Like, I went through yeah. my entire college life without a laptop, and I was just fine. And I was a valedictorian, and I turned out okay. So, but, you know, now I can't imagine my son going to middle school and not having a laptop or a device to work on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's what was a luxury back then is kind of turning into a necessity. And things will keep progressing and necessities will increase. But what I tend to focus on, even as a team when we work here at iCode, is that we don't have to let go of the traditional ways mm. in which we teach kids. Like, when we have kindergarten kids that are coming to learn coding, we still teach them a chunk of our lesson still focuses on phonics. And, you know, yes, you're going to use phonics even in our coding class, but instead of writing that or instead of putting it in a book, you're going to then use it towards keyboarding skills. So we are still focusing on what the kindergartners need. Our attention is not, we're not by any means taking away, mm-hmm. but we are just trying to bridge that gap between this is important and your keyboarding skills are also important. How you hold a mouse is also important, but mm-hmm. we're going to try to combine the two. So that's where that's what I want to keep my focus as an educator, as a business owner, that we can't let go of certain things and expect that just because we are advancing with stuff that we'll catch up and we'll be fine. Mm. We have to hold on to some traditional ways. They were meant for a reason.
Yes.
And that will, the way, like, you would talk more about, you would know more about it, but the way the kids' brains are wired and the processing time they need, we can't let go of that just because yeah. technology requires everything to be fast-paced.
Have you noticed any differences as the children are coming in as far as their soft skills? Are they, fully developed before or where they're at their age? Or have you noticed any differences?
The biggest difference I see from when I used to be a kindergarten teacher, like even 5 years ago and 10 years ago, and now kindergarten kids, is they're very result-driven.
Be sure and pick up a copy of Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's not just an ordinary coloring book. It features 23 illustrations to stimulate thought, relaxation, and creativity for anyone between the ages of 4 and 94. Increase your positive self-talk energy. Unlock new creative paths. Transform your time once or twice a week to create beautiful art while strengthening confidence, building positive self-talk, and sensitize self-awareness. Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's available now at Amazon.com.